From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The Obama administration says it will investigate claims that China is unfairly subsidizing its green energy firms. But as NPR Scott Horsley reports, the administration has put off a decision on whether to label China a currency manipulator.
Many economists believe China keeps its currency artificially low, giving Chinese exporters an unfair advantage and contributing to the big U.S. trade deficit. But Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner postponed a report on whether China is manipulating its currency. The Treasury Department said in a statement it hopes to make diplomatic progress on the issue at upcoming international meetings in Asia. The department also noted that China's currency has gone up in value since June, though only by about 3%. Separately, the U.S. Trade Representative launched an investigation into claims by the United Steelworkers Union that China unfairly subsidizes its wind and solar power industries. If those claims are valid, the government says, it will pursue the case before the World Trade Organization. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
All but two of the 33 miners rescued this week in Chile have been released from the hospital. The remaining two are under observation for non-life-threatening issues. Meantime, Annie Murphy reports that another mining accident in Chile has ended in tragedy.
On Thursday, President Sebastián Piñera declared that his government would reform working conditions in Chile's mines. He stressed that the Chilean mining industry would adopt the standards of developed countries. Hours after President Piñera's comments, another accident occurred in a gold mine in Petorca, just a few hours from the capital of Santiago. 26-year-old Roberto Fernandez was killed instantly when a one-ton rock fell on top of him inside the mine. While Chile's state mining company, Codelco, has improved safety in recent years, many smaller, privately owned mines continue to operate in dangerous conditions. The Chilean government will likely need to overhaul not only mining laws, but how it regulates the mines. Many are located in remote places, making them harder to inspect. For NPR News, I'm Annie Murphy in Chile.
An explosion has killed at least 20 miners in an underground tunnel in China's Henan province. State media reports say more than 30 others are trapped. China's mining industry is considered the world's most dangerous. Federal regulators have shut down three banks in Kansas and Missouri. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation spokesman Greg Hernandez says that brings to 132 the number of banks shut down in the U.S. this year.
We are on pace to most likely break the 140 failures of 2009.
Hernandez says customers of failed banks need not worry about their assets. He says the only noticeable change is likely to be the name of their financial institution. This is NPR News. General Motors says some 300,000 2009 and 2010 Chevy Impalas could have seat belts that may need to be replaced. The automaker says the seat belts could come loose in a crash. The company says it is not aware of any injuries or deaths because of the problem. GM dealers have been instructed to inspect and replace any seat belts in vehicles under the recall. France has met a deadline for reforming its laws concerning free movement of Europeans across its borders. As Frank Browning reports, it is a direct response to Brussels' anger over French treatment of Roma people.
Just 2 hours before the midnight deadline, France submitted documents to Brussels concerning its ongoing expulsion of Roma or Gypsy people. Brussels gave Paris until Friday night to draw up prospective laws guaranteeing the free movement of all European citizens across its borders and specifying the grounds for any deportations. France has failed to respect a 2004 European Union treaty guaranteeing open movement and protection of minorities, in part because it claims there are no minorities in France. France has also said it will enact new laws stripping foreign-born citizens of their nationality if they attack French public officials, a law also denounced as illegal since all French citizens are guaranteed equal status regardless of their origins. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Contract negotiations will take place this weekend on behalf of 20,000 union workers at Disney. The workers have rejected the current proposal being offered by the company, and their existing contract expired at midnight. Both sides say it is not unusual for the workers to reject a proposal agreement on the first vote. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for